You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We have Team B. Cartier of the Hoop Hop 2016 tournament coming through in a few minutes here. They were the champs this year. A couple of them back-to-back, Ant Thomas, M. Dot, and then few homies on the team, and then a few people I do not know yet that we're going to meet. We're going to be playing some music by them. People are going to be calling in. It's just going to be a fun little show, catching up with the guys, hearing about the tournament, probably cracking some jokes, etc., etc. This is our last show before we kick off Season 3 of LFOD Radio. That means, if you've been paying attention, we haven't dropped a podcast in a little while. We've just been having fun. We did the ciphers. If you missed the ciphers, lfodradio.com or soundcloud.com/LFOD. You can also find them on YouTube, Facebook, etc. Just look up LFOD Radio. These dudes went in this year. It was dope. And you definitely want to check that out. So lfodradio.com. But basically, we're back next week with Dart Adams. Then we got a West Coast duo coming in who apparently make their beats live as they perform, so they're going to come recreate that here. Then we got Slain, and then we got some guests coming up, so definitely stay tuned every week, 7 p.m., 91.5 WMFO Medford, streaming online at lfodradio.com. If you're an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. That's where you want to send clean instrumentals, songs, etc., etc., and we'll play that. You don't have to be from New England. You don't have to be from Boston. This is a platform for everybody, but we do like to rep for the home team. With that being said, we're going to start getting people in here. This is a new record I've been rocking with. It's Wordsworth and J Soul. It's called Satellite. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Before I was your favorite rapper in your top five, got put on, wrote a song, later saw my stock rise. Fatherless child, worth nothing in my pop's eyes. Daddy didn't care, so why would the cops try? Welfare, spam in a can, eating pot pies, KFC, Popeyes, buckets or the box size, selling food stamps, babies on the block died. Ain't have a chance like an avalanche rock slide. No dentist and doctor we could drop by. Healthcare was Robitussin and peroxide. Just the haves and the have-nots, it was lopside. MSNBC is bias and Fox lie. In the game, people ran base and did not slide. Locked up, gotta keep your head up like a pop fly. In your car, somebody driving, you get shot by. Rather run a light than stop at the stop sign. Interviewers keep asking where the lyrics are. You can look near or far, I'm hotter than the nearest star. Sweat before you hear a bar, never ever fear it, y'all. The answers, here they are, valet, prepare to call. A man of wisdom, knowledge, I command the rhythm. Blow your mind before you know it like an aneurysm. Stop your flow like a pulmonary embolism. My mannerisms is vitriol with vandalism. Corrupt California out of water, Detroit bankrupt, Texas blocking the borders, drug transporters driving in Ford Explorers, positive urine ignoring the judge's orders. From pregnancy, life expectancy is shorter. Something in the food got the kids growing taller. The rich getting richer, the poor getting poorer. The US dollar in the quarter getting smaller. Radio, you live on air, next caller. Google me, Safari, Internet Explorer. Out in far waters in Bora Bora, watching Law and Order. Playing Midnight Marauders. LP is a classic. Help me, I was asking. Promoted myself, then they felt me in the masses. Bad hand, they dealt me, now wealthy using plastic. Ratchet, pose and take a selfie at your casket. Zoom in, fish eye, zoom lens, 4K background, looking like the room bends. Property goes up when I move in. Business booming, satellite tuned in.
comes a time where you can express your emotions with the music.
DJ Doom, fill up the room. Yo. I'm that black tribal chief rolling that frontal leaf. What I say on these beats could calm the savage beast, or get them hyped up, either way you wanna spin it. The mind is limitless, the thoughts are intricate. Of course I'm flipping it, your songs I'm skipping it. You got a lot of jokes but you really ain't serious. Willie Lynch made a science on how to divide us, and they put it in books, they ain't even try to hide it. They gotta unify this, rolling over sidewinders. You got on the blinders, blocking your periphery. If only you could see it, map it out and be it. Sometimes you gotta take the scenic to the picnic, uplifted, puffing that Cushington, Wellington. Feeling real mellow, but my thoughts weigh a ton. Faced with opposition, but you tested the genius. The fiendish, there's some fires I wanna extinguish. Yes, yes, the thoughts are limitless. 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 Work one is in English, pretty good in Spanish. Expanding my brand, sometimes I even hand it, and it's right and exact. So you best brace for impact. Landing on your project, roof homes, I did that. Try to figure my format, say it how I feel it. The people that feel it, they know what it's called, the realness. I kick it long-winded, I hope you ain't offended. I keep to 100 and turn it to a million. My passion is for art, good music, and women. Yes. Knowledge of places some people never ever see. And I don't care if you don't like me, cause I like me, and I love what I do. I'm submerged in beats, and I don't follow the times, the time follow me. Forever will I live in these songs, infinity. I skate in the sideways, ain't show me the money. And we can have a laugh like the whole thing's funny. Ha, ha. Yes, yes, the thoughts are limitless. 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 So fly, getting high like on the wings of a Pegasus. The more that I rep, the easier it gets. Double L's for sure with the feline sweats. With the magic kicks, Duke certified fresh like rainwater. The freshly cut flowers. Nines, that polo black and talcum powder. What you know about? Know about. British knights with the strap on them. Sweet fronts, lean jeans, suit stunting on them. Old rapper, granddad with the strong back. Drink yak out of a sniff, the rockin' all black. I'm pro black, ex-clan. Brother Jay, who really cares what you nerd balls gotta say? Respect your elders, young clown, I'm melting to your baby seat, my knee, I never felt you. Like Delta, the raw deal, so play it out. Real deal in the field, blood spill, we lay you out. Yes, yes, the thoughts are limitless. Yes, yes, the thoughts are limitless. Yes, yes, the thoughts are limitless. Yes, yes, the thoughts are limitless.
Original writing requires all the personal attention you can give. It is time-consuming and unscientific.
While most focus on cream, I'm still focused on me. My family and my heart, they my number one team. I had to learn the hard way to take things that they seem. These days I barely sleep, I wake up on my feet. The demons to succeed, always following me. Yet I look at my window and what do I see? People walking around like you sweet. You must not see the things that I see. I blame myself for not being out in these streets. But these crash moves can win, these crabs at it again. I put in work to get through the silos, but I can't stop the psychos. We ain't giving our babies books, we giving them rifles. My life getting too tense, people fear me when that's not my intent. I can't pretend, I can't play the fence. I climb my way out, I should be content.
Hey there, you trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling there. You trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling there, there. You trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling through the sky, through the sky.
Can't get too high, can't get too low, cause you gon' lose a lot, you can't lose control. And if you let it, this world's gon' take your soul. I was 7, I'm going on 40 years old. Now I'm old enough to know, ain't no rush to be grown. But my nanny just passed, and my daddy was gone. So much pressure on my moms, I knew I had to be strong. I knew I had to put on, I was focused and committed, knew I had to be on. Ain't no time to play around, just look at the conditions of our people now. Sit downs at round tables with Mel King. I ain't just out here doing anything to make matters worse. We ain't even safe when we praying in the church. Hell yeah, it hurt. All the people I know that's buried in the dirt. The pain I don't show, I put on my work.
And we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. That was the brand new one from Aunt Thomas, who was in the building.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. What's up, buddy?
I'm good, man. There I go. Yeah, I couldn't hear myself in the headphones. I'm good, man. You know, third time winning the chip.
Yeah.
Second time winning it with BC.
Yes, sir.
Back to back, man. I'm good. I'm happy to be here with Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And you have a new addition.
Priscilla.
Peace.
How you doing?
I'm good.
We were on the phone. I heard the voice last week on the phone, but good to meet you in person.
Yeah.
She's great. We're happy to have her here.
Is she from Live Free or Die State?
No.
No, okay. I'm actually from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Long way from home.
Dirty South. Yeah.
Okay. I got family from down there.
What part?
A lot of us do. My family, actually, Sumter, South Carolina.
Okay.
That's the real country.
Yeah.
Real country
down
there.
Yeah.
LFOD is universal, though.
Yeah. Basically. That's the moral of that story.
Universal, yeah. What's up.
Lately, I got a lot of people moving that seem to be moving to Charlotte.
Yeah. Like, it's smart.
Like Charlotte, and even, well, some people in South Carolina, too. You know, what's the big city down there? I can't remember.
Raleigh?
South Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about North
South Carolina.
Carolina
is Charleston.
Charleston, that's what it is.
Charleston's awesome.
Yeah. I've had, literally, in the last year, I've had like five people.
It's like a big Portsmouth.
Yeah, it's cheaper than Boston.
So. I've heard it's really nice.
It's fun.
Yeah. But you're in New Hampshire, right, bro?
I'm in New Hampshire, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm in the Portsmouth area. Dover, to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dirty Dover.
Yeah. I got a funny story about the Live Free or Die State. So my brother just got his car totaled.
Oh, shit.
No insurance on the other guy?
Live Free or Die State.
Right?
He was from New Hampshire. No insurance.
Yeah.
So his car just got totaled in. Yep.
It's such a gamble, man. I don't know how people... I mean, I get why it happens, but it terrifies me driving without insurance. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Are you one of them? You just gave that look.
Yeah, I've definitely been one of them before.
Yeah.
But, yeah. At the moment, I have insurance, but I've taken that risk a lot.
I get why you have to, but people are awful drivers. Like,
I mean, you've definitely got to be careful. You know what I mean? I guess it's just one of those things where you're kind of too focused on life.
Yeah.
To really worry about it, you know what I mean? You just kind of hope that nothing happens, but
yeah,
you know, I typically always been fortunate, so
yeah,
knock on wood, yes.
Question about that,
okay.
So, are the rates lower since like it's an option in New Hampshire?
Well, I'm sure it's all built in, they've done the math, but I mean, it's like lower anyway because there's less going on,
okay.
Like when I moved to Boston, like it tripled,
wow.
It was like
literally tripled.
See, so that would just prove my point.
Yeah, because I know buddies who are doing like, yeah, because if you're up there, I mean, you're not. There's not nearly as many like fender benders.
Yeah, I mean, there's not as much theft.
There's
traffic
stuff
and stuff like that, but it's not. It's certainly not like being in the city.
Right.
Like, yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Potholes.
Sure.
But these Boston roads, 93 North will destroy your car. Who's that thing in?
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just got into a crazy accident this week.
Oh wow! Really?
What is going on?
Was it your fault?
No, I got rear-ended.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
that's one of those things that scares me. Because you're not doing anything wrong. You're just sitting there. You know what I mean?
And yeah.
It's that's Oh, man. Yeah.
Live free or drive.
Massachusetts, crazy drivers out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, call them. I just taught someone about the Massholes thing the other day. They didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah. And you gotta educate them.
We call them that for a reason.
You get on the road and you turn into one, though.
Yeah, no, I don't like how people drive outside of this area now. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, look at that spot. Take it. Go. Like, we don't all day. You know, I went down to D.C. and it's like, these people don't know how to drive. You can, you know, run that town.
Yeah.
Because they...
But they got
and they're like, who is this?
They got cameras.
Who is this
they're
guy?
Like all giving me the bird.
Yeah,
but I'm like,
yeah.
Listen, like,
you mess up down there, it. Though. You'll get you the ticket get in the mail, though.
Yeah, that's
They'll
true.
They'll take a picture of you. Boop, boop. Oh, it happened to me.
But let's talk about hoop hop.
Right, let's talk about hoop hop.
Talk about our various driving tickets. And if Bakari could be here, he's got some New Hampshire driving stories of his own.
Yes, he does.
Shout out to Bakari JB putting the whole thing together.
Yeah. Right?
Shout out to Bakari.
He's on a plane right now.
Is he on
Europe.
A plane already?
Yep. He's on a plane right now about to do the international rap thing.
That's beautiful, man.
Does not stop. So.
Yeah, the work don't stop.
Never.
It really doesn't.
It really doesn't. Yeah. Unless someone's got a cheat code they want to share with us. So I missed hoop hop, unfortunately, but I've heard amazing things. Priscilla's there for a bit. You guys were both there all day, I'm guessing.
No, I had to leave at some point just because, you know, I got injured, but then a friend of mine was hurt, and it was just from how it sounded, from people, the bits of information I was getting. It was bad. It sounded worse than it was.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it was still bad. I don't want to act like it wasn't, but it sounded like a life or death situation. So I got back as soon as I could, and you know, luckily a really close friend of mine is he's alive, he's in good shape, but I mean, you know, dude's got two broken arms and dislocated shoulders and
wild.
It was really a crazy story. So I'm glad I came back. When I did, I was able to get my shoulder looked at the same time. So
nice. You know. And
He was not driving. Okay. It had nothing to do with him being in the car. Nope, not at all. It's a good thing.
I'm glad he's all right.
Yeah.
So how did you feel when you found out Ann Thomas was on your team? Did you just know it was a chip locked up?
I mean, automatically, as soon as I knew that he was, you know, because he was on the team last year, we won last year. Last year, I missed the day completely. I was very, very sad to have not been there. But, you know, he, from seeing pictures and footage and stuff of the year before, I was definitely amped to have Ant on my team again. And then finding out, you know, in the draft when we got M.Dot again, knowing that M.Dot is a serious ball player and was on the team again last year, I pretty much knew it was a lock. I just had that feeling. I knew it.
Right. You know what I mean? We knew it, too.
Yeah. I just knew it, really.
I do my part to fan the flames of the hoop-hop rivalry. So.
It's that's definitely building.
Yeah.
You know? And
you got a target on your back.
Sure. I don't mind. I'll take that.
Did you see our jerseys?
Only pictures.
I will commit to making sure we have the dopest jerseys every year.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. You
know?
Nice.
That's my thing. I mean, I know the other spots are clothing stores in Boston. You know, just being the only entity involved in the tournament that's from outside the city means a lot to me and makes me feel like I really need to step up to this. So, you know, having two championships under my belt and, you know, both years, the only years I've been in, you know, having the dopest jerseys of the tournament.
Dopest jerseys.
Just trying to be humble.
Yeah. You got to be humble. But I'm humble in many ways, but in certain ways, you know, I just got to run with
that
it.
That was
this is
about
one of,
as humbly you know, as you can say I'm the best. You know,
but really, honestly, I just feel like I need to represent. You know what I mean? I'm the only person from outside of the city. You know what I mean? And I need to step up if I'm going to be part of it. You know, if Bakari, I was fortunate enough to have Bakari be, you know, you reach out to me, ask me to be part of it. I'm going to step up to it.
Yeah, I mean, and you're from New Hampshire.
But you are also an artist.
I have to rep, and I'm an artist. That's what I do.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you're creative, man.
Exactly. So I mean, I'm a visual artist and designer. So that's the direction that I'm coming from. So
the shirt is nice too.
Thank you.
Is that the new one?
No, this is an old one actually. But this is one of my favorite ones. I have this in this navy blue and black, and honestly, I wear it a lot. It just kind of so happens a lot of like pictures I've taken that have been published, I've been in this shirt.
Oh.
It's kind of funny.
Well, there's going to be another one today.
I like to try to keep my apparel kind of understated and stuff like that. So, yeah.
It's the peace sign. The deuces.
The deuces.
Yeah. The deuces. So.
Which is saying popping up a lot of other places, you know what I mean? But, you know,
yeah.
My trademark is my trademark. It's different. So, I mean, it's like it's a universal symbol people are free to use. Yeah. Know, so it's kind of one of those
things. Ironically, I have my event planning team is called Deuce Fam.
Word. Word.
This is all
it
meant
fits.
To be.
It was all meant to be.
This is all universal. Yes. You know, poetry.
I'm sorry for cutting you off. He was about to say something.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, Priscilla throws the deuces all the time, so.
Okay.
But she's not infringing, to be clear.
No. Unfortunately, it's not one of those things. I mean, if I could get you know, 10 cents for every time somebody did it to use it, man.
It's like someone
thought in a good position.
MJ got paid for the crying face.
Oh.
I saw that. People thought he got paid every time they did the meme. And he's like, no. Like, no, I don't. I wish.
Yeah, right?
That's funny. So,
like, what if he really tried hard to get like rid of all of those?
It can't happen.
It's impossible.
No. I saw something about Axl Rose. Like, there's all kinds of Axl memes that came out. And you know, him and his whole team like did the best they could to try to like cleanse the internet of it. It can't be done. It's so interwoven. There's so much going on, and it's in so many places, and so. You can't.
It's easier to pretend you don't care about it and it'll go away on its own.
Exactly.
So people could just steal your likeness.
Well, if you're a public figure, it's different.
Really?
Because they're like, he's already condoned to that. Like, if someone walking down the street became a meme, I think they could. It'd still be pretty hard. Like, but I think if you're a public figure, you kind of consent to that. You take the good with the bad.
I don't know, but he like gets paid for pictures with his face on it, so it's just like
Jordan gets paid for pretty much everything, like a few cents.
Well, yeah,
sliding
I
by,
guess
he'll be okay.
I guess the memes is kind of it's free promotion.
Yeah, everyone knows.
He's still relevant.
Fortunately,
so.
These kids have never seen him play though. They just know that this like really sad face that you put on losers,
right? It's
crying face.
It's kind of a funny thing.
Yeah, but hopefully none of us get memed. So who?
Hey, well, I mean, that's a sign of making it, right? At some point, I mean, you got to be able to laugh at yourself too, though.
Oh yeah, if you take yourself too seriously, no one else ever will.
No,
ever.
Well, really, I mean, but yeah, I've done that at certain points, but like, I mean, really, if you end up on a meme and you're all over the place, to a certain extent, publicity is all what you do with it.
Yeah,
you know. So, hey,
Birdman
wouldn't
flipped
be the
his
worst
meme.
Thing. You can do it. It can be done.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to be able to make fun of yourself.
That's why Drake's winning right now. For real, he gets memed all day, every day.
Yeah, he does.
He's actually in emotion
bling.
Now.
He is an emotion.
That's are you serious?
Yeah. Like people be like, "Oh, are you drinking?"
Oh,
like
my
emotional
God, really?
Or something.
I have
yeah,
never heard
Drake
that.
Has been is referred to as an emotion.
I didn't know that.
You've never heard that.
No.
Like someone say, "Oh, you."
But if somebody
does this
said,
look
it,
like
"You and your Drake feelings."
Type of guy that Drake's.
I don't know. Maybe.
No Drake's in here.
You never know. Sam, we've had some conversations.
Oh, geez. All right.
Mike's,
turn off that mic. Oh, man. So, DL was going to call in a few minutes. So, what I'm thinking, we're going to play one of his records.
Word.
He should be on the phone when we get back. And then we'll get back at it. You're tuning into Live Free or Die Radio. We got Brian Cartier, Ant Thomas, Hoop Hop Champions, 3 in a row. For Ant, 2 for Brian. And this is... You guys know any of his songs? Do you think we want to hear Joey or Gotta Do? Let's go with Gotta Do.
Let's do it.
Daniel Laurent, Beantown Bullies.
I'm riding through my city, yeah. In my prime, my rhymes feeling like Biggie, yeah. I'm about to shoot a video. YouTube, million views, bring back on city, yeah. When will you clowns learn? For me, I whip your ass like wide turns, nigga. 3-point parking, headshots line them up, shout out the losses. On the mic, I'm committing arson. Jesus disciplined disciples delicately is flawless. Looking for a skio, this gorgeous. I'm talking Gallardos, Maserati, and Porsches. Lace fronts make me nauseous. Talking for one at night of shades, I'm cautious. Constantly shining with these hits. I'm trying to make these chips and enlighten my wrist like, yeah. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do.
do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. 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 Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Now back to the angry people. Bunny rabbit is, but the revolution is SIBO. I'm back in what they missing. You lacking what they itching. I'm cracked like Slay's chicken. Wait. Hot sauce therapy, ghost pepper business, and loyalty is a specialty. How many times must I say it? Simple, how many times our DJ is gonna play it? I stand for the firm, one way or another, I'ma get my turn. And when it happens, Mayor Davis and his peace. In the club, we don't do the Harlem Shake or the stanky leg, we step like my motto is simple, roll a beat, trampled in the streets with you. Yeah. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. 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 Fuck about y'all. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I don't make snap records, I snap on records to bring it back to the start like my breakfast. OJ and Kale, I'm listening to my peers, figure gags, excess vomits. Feel like a Martian, fell off the common. I'm hopeful to take it global, heartfelt poems that are honest. See, try that on like you socks. Never put me inside of your small box. You play me now, it's gonna be triple the price. When it's right for me, dog, watch. Karma's the sweetest juices, freshly squeezed indeed for the toothless. I'm bringing back that rawness and truth in my audio serum like it's ruthless. I'm just doing what I gotta, give up any more time, waits for nada, yeah. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. I'm just doing what I gotta do. Fuck about y'all, I'm just doing what I gotta do. 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 Fuck about y'all, I'm just doing what I gotta do.
Big Shook, M. Dot. That ass tapped out playing around, y'all know.
I don't rock flashy clothes or tons of jewelry, and ain't afraid of what your empty guns will do to me. My mind state is focused, my hope is avoid the jokers. They're hopeless, I notice it focuses to tear me down. Hope you'll hear me now. Words that I speak, herbs in the street, birds that I freak, learn from my speech. Listen. No matter where I go, baddest with the flow, status about to blow. Words are heat, so they pat us at the door. Here we go now, shows on the road now. Yes. City to city, I pity those who slow down. Grind heavy daily dimes, wanna date me rhymes, separate me crimes, motivate me, times going lately. Yeah. So I work out of burp lava.
Speak the truth.
First harder, first gotta
reach the youth.
Listen, man, I gotta have it with the pen. M. Dog, Big Shook, Matter Panther, Lynn, dog.
Take what I'm owed, break through the mold. This is my time, my grind, my life. I'ma take what I'm due, breaking through. This is my struggle, my hustle, my strife. I'ma take what's mine, claim my shine. This is my words, my thirst, my high. I'ma take it now, make it now. This is my peace, my streets, my style.
The real is you can get punched through the booth. Consequences you usually shake loose and suit. What? With the blood running down your black and white suit. And the infants beside you rock the daisy deuce. Throw them guns away, y'all too scared to shoot. Plus your brother and his friends is straight up fruit. And your wife gives Alonzo all of your loot. 4, 6, 8 balls in a straw to toot. Opposing gets stomped with the Timberland boots. Gucci baby, why you still splashing brute? 2020 vision, one shot to execute. If your man say something, you know your man can get goofed. You chose the wrong squad, so I guess you goof. We're gonna have to see you and torch off your roof. No need to explain, the point is moot. You can do something, you can go join a pop group.
I'ma take what I'm owed, break through the mold. This is my time, my grind, my life. I'ma take what I'm due, breaking through. This is my struggle, my hustle, my strife. I'ma take what's mine, claim my shine. This is my words, my thirst, my high. I'ma take it now, make it now. This is my peace, my streets, my style.
They don't know what I deal with on a daily basis. Hating faces, wishing they would.
trading places. Ain't getting paid in places to pay your paces. Real dough, still though, paid in faces that smile back at me. They used to laugh at me, now they slapped at me, rap at me, act happy that I'm doing what I'm doing, pursuing a ruin, hate brewing, assuming the money will be looming. They send in my friend, I just vent with my pen. My life put on paper, reinvented again. Didn't pay to get on, they say that I'm wrong. Since I waited this long to hate in a song about these clowns and fakes who found some breaks around some snakes. I grind with every ounce it takes. Listen, man, I got a habit with the pen. M. Dot, Big Shook, Nata Pantolin, dog. I'ma take what I'm owed, break through the mold. This is my time, my grind, my life. I'ma take what I'm due, breaking through. This is my struggle, my hustle, my strife. I'ma take what's mine, claim my shine. This is my words, my thirst, my heart. I'ma take it now, make it now. This is my peace, my streets, my start.
We know, we know, we know.
Crazeology.
All right, we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. M. Dot just stepped in the building. KR, we got Daniel Laurent on the phone. Is it Laurent? Laurent?
Daniel Laurent, D.L.
D.L. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, we can hear you. All right.
Man. What's up, D-Man? I just corrected your name. M. Dot, how you doing, brother?
What up, bro?
I'm good, man. What's the word?
What up, D?
Oh, there's Evildoer.
Oh geez, everyone's here now.
Yes.
Oh yeah, champs, champs.
There's a lot. There was a lot of traffic, man, on the way here, so it was just crazy. Medford, I was saying to him, has like a lot of construction going on, so no excuses though, man. We still got a little bit of time, which is nice.
Hell yeah. But,
yo, DL, man, I'll never forget. I met DL like probably 12 years ago. He was coming to the studio. Remember D Sharp? DL, remember D Sharp, the producer?
Yeah.
And like I was really young, and like DL had just put out a record that was big on 88.9. And I know the feeling now. Like at the time I wasn't familiar with him, and he had put in work for a long time, even before that, you know. And he had told me about it, and then I'm like, oh man, like I remember hearing that on 88.9, the Cheers record, you know what I'm saying? So big ups to him, man. Yeah. And I'll never forget that, man. Like, I was so young, and, like, I was probably 19 or something, and now I know that, like, being in it for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Like, the newer generation hasn't heard a lot of the older records, but I think it's changing now.
Well, we just played the Gotta Do
word. Yeah. Not just by you. I'm saying by everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, older records.
By everybody.
You know? Yeah.
And you know, salute to M. Dot, man, because I feel like what's really important, and I hate that we're kind of hijacking the interview a little bit.
This is what he does.
M. Dot's way.
But salute to M. Dot, man, because, you know, it's hard. I think the hardest thing for independent artists, man, regardless of where you're from, is to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? And there's days when I put out records and I didn't know what I was going to do next, and times I didn't feel like putting out any records. And M.Dot was always, in my eyes, consistent of making videos and doing tours and going across country. And, you know what I'm saying? And that's something to be saluted, because it's not an easy thing. And people get burnt out and people lose focus and they lose hope. Mm-hmm. So, you know, salute to you also, man. That's really important.
I mean, so much. And like, yo, I'll keep it short and sweet. Yo, same respect. And we didn't get to really talk at the game. It was like all business. I didn't really talk. It was like just dap, and that was it. Like, we just played, and like, I just wanted, like, you know, us to win. And like, that's all we were thinking about. I didn't get to say that, but I just want to say that. And thank you for the kind words, man. Consistency is the biggest thing I stress to everyone. People come and go. People, you know what I'm saying? Like, people give up. People, like, you know, but I think the most important thing, like you said, is being consistent. You know what I mean? So
speaking of consistency, two in a row.
Two in a row, man. I promised BC that. You know?
I got lucky.
No, man, you dude. It was a team effort, man. Yo, the I said to Ant last year, you know, we really, you know, it was crazy. It was like, it's crazy how both the championships are very similar. Like, the first game we blew out last year, like by like 30, and this year we did the same thing.
Oh, you blew them out.
First game last year we beat them by like 30.
Well, for this game, and then first time too,
we beat them by 30 something, and then the second team, the team that we beat the first game, both years the next game they won.
Oh,
so it's
really?
Not like we just beat, like, you know what I mean? They won. The team we beat won the next game that we beat by 30.
So what you're saying is you're just head and shoulders above.
Oh, well, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. But,
yeah, you do.
you know.
You got a whole year to build this up for next year.
I don't know,
year.
Man. I don't know. We got to, I mean, if we could stay, I don't think we'll be able to stay together, but that would have been dope. We talked about that last week. But yo, let's get Ian in here too. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how's your
and
head,
I
man?
He opened
the
door
for us, so like, you know.
Yo, you didn't warn me about that.
It's got a big sign on it. It says, "Watch out."
You all right, man? Like, I found him. He was like,
I kind of want to hear from everyone. Yeah. Hey, Candy Same Rain. Way. Candy Rain just came in the building. Just so you guys
know. Hey, y'all.
Candy Hello.
Rain. Candy Rain's amazing.
Coated raindrops.
We might have to reshuffle. We'll probably talk with these mics how they are now, and then we'll reshuffle, get Evil Doer and Candy on the mics and stuff.
So I want to ask a quick question.
Right? Ask
so
him.
What was the best part about, other than playing ball with, you know, business partners or whatever, what was the best part about just being at Hoop Hop?
The unity.
The unity. Beautiful.
I've never been to, like, a place where everyone's from different places, you know, and we all got together to do this one thing. No fights.
It was just very apparent the whole day. It was all really about the love. It was really just about everybody coming together. You know what I mean? You had all kinds of different, you know, I mean, and this is from, you know what I mean, a culture, a community that isn't always put in the best light.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So for damn near every, you know, rapper, singer, whatever in Boston, you know what I mean, to all be in the same place at the same time, you know, doing something that's extremely competitive, you know, and everybody really just you know, showing love to each other and showing respect, you know what I mean, and it was apparent from all the pictures and all the video. I mean, you got every player on the courts in there, you know what I mean, singing and chatting together. I mean, that's a beautiful thing.
It's really dope.
For the mayor to come down, for the mayor of Boston to come down.
Shout out to Marty.
Huge, you know what I mean? So
I'm glad it's getting the recognition. Yo, DL, can you turn your radio down, though? We're getting a lot of feedback.
Is it from me?
I think so.
That's my, all right, I'll unplug my, it's the Bluetooth thing.
All right, all good, man, all good.
Unity.
That's unity, unity. Yeah, I saw the mayor was there. I'm glad it's making waves. I mean, and even that, shout out to Bakari, 3 years in a row. Seriously? To put together something of this size, like dealing with 50 plus rappers at once,
this
like
dude
and
puts
scheduling
a lot of work for this.
Yo, like you just said it, man. Dealing with all those people,
all creative people.
I got a crew,
like,
and I'm dealing with
stuff
crew.
To do and like flexible schedules and like
creative people,
you know,
are the most difficult people to deal with. I swear to God.
Yeah, you know and, I mean? And rappers, man. Well,
rappers, artists, what have you? Because you know, especially when they're active, when they're busy, you know what I mean.
Well, you never know what's gonna come up.
Exactly.
You could have something pop up at any moment.
They're focused on their own career and their own movement. You know what I mean? So it's, you know, to get them all to, you know, be on your page. Yeah.
So shout out to Bakari for doing
that. You know, and to me, that's a true testament on the type of person he is.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you 100%, you know, that's the reason why I did it. Because I know last year and the year before, you know, I was supposed to do it and I was invited or whatever. Like, I don't, you know, people like, oh, I didn't know you ball. Like, I don't. You know what I'm saying? But for me, like, you know, I'll go to the court and I'll shoot around or whatever, and I knew that I wasn't going to be a forward and doing layups and all that. Like, I'm not into that. But I'll play my position as best as I can. I'll guard, you know what I'm saying? I'll try to take the ball. You know, I worked on my jump shot. Like, I felt confident. I was super nervous. I felt like I was going to throw up, like, the whole game.
Man, I was playing all week, too. I was playing all week, too, trying to get my knees back.
I was playing for 2 weeks straight. And, you know, the 2 weeks before that, it was super hot.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I was going to die from heat exhaustion. But
that,
I'm like,
where
yo,
you
I'm
at? In the parking lot? Is that why you're not up here? You're still recovering?
He couldn't make it up the stairs here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Now, everybody had a role, which was dope. Everyone had a role, which was really dope. And everyone played. We wouldn't have won without everyone.
No. Word.
That's
team effort.
That's true.
Word.
We had the least people on our team, too. It was definitely a team effort.
Which I loved. I love that, man. I can't imagine rotating 12 people, 13 people. I think one
they
team
had to
like
handicap
14,
you.
And we lost a player.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you had to leave.
Yeah, I went down. Jeez. I got fouled hard, man. So someone tried to take my arm off.
What?
Yo, it was like war, man. It was like
a
battle. DL will tell you, it was like a war.
So this was
man,
not an easy victory.
No, it was like.
And let's be clear. He almost got his arm taken off by that team, and they still lost. Let's just be clear on what we're dealing with right now.
By 30,
this is what it is. Ooh. Can't spawn a phone.
You wanna say the name of that team, or are we gonna leave that?
I don't even remember who it was. It was one of them teams. Either way, they lost.
They're not the champs.
And then
it was laced.
It was laced. Oh, man. We like laced, too.
It was laced. It was Chris Brooke.
Oh, he's good, though.
Chris Brooke is all right.
That dude was playing. That dude can play. You can tell. You know what I mean?
There was a couple players on there, and Ant would go at them. I could see the little battles. It wasn't one-on-one, but they had little, him and was it Brooke? Yeah, oh, my God, man. That was kind of, it took me, there. I played in college. It took me back to college when dudes were, it wasn't like selfish ball. It was just I kind of wanted to watch it, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, I think you got him. You know, shout outs to him because he played great. He's a great player, and I talk to him every year. He's like, I don't want to be captain next year. Like, can you please be captain? I'm like, absolutely not. He's like, every year I get the he's lost first round, I think, almost. I don't know about the first year, but he's gotten knocked out every year, and he's like, man, I just think he's had, not his teams are cool, but he just it hasn't worked out. You know,
if you lose, it's whatever. But you know, it's just about the day, win or lose. It's a good day for everybody involved.
But we definitely want everyone
talking trash. So the dudes who didn't play, because it's whatever. Yeah. We want them out there next year. Like, we can't have M.Dot and Ant Thomas talking like this. We can't have KR and BC out here and DL like running. You know,
and we got a year worth, as Bakari said, man.
Right, you should have a belt or a trophy or something that you carry around everywhere.
You got a trophy.
Word. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play this new KR record. We're gonna switch up the mics so we can get everybody's voices on here. DL, you gonna stick with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So we're gonna play a record. We're gonna come back on. You want to say something about this?
What up, man? It's KR. It's my new record, my new single. You can catch it on www.kr.com. It's called Two Wrongs, produced by Rich Wired. What up?
KRKAYR.com. So you're tuning into LFOD Radio. We'll be back after this with the Hoop Hop Champs.
Beantown Bullets.
Hey.
I had dreams like Martin too. Sometimes I sit and wonder what would Malcolm do. We lost too many lives, who's responsible? We gotta start holding y'all accountable. Cause two wrongs don't make it right. Wonder and who are we really fighting? We know we need each other. Morning, I turn on the news. Another one lost to the boys in blue. A couple cops dead in the mix. Feel like the world about to blow up. I gotta prepare for what's coming next. This can't be real, like, now hold up. I'm just trying to do good. Make sure my daughter is good. She got a future, we good. Damn, it ain't hard to be good. I just think we misunderstood. But I swear I'm talking English. If you don't understand, cause you don't wanna, I ain't putting my hands up. Cause you keep hating on my color. Rolling up the window. I don't hear nobody. Driving back home. Hoping I don't get bodied. Cause two wrongs don't make it right. In the end, who are we really fighting? We know we need each other. I know one day we gon' need each other. Cause two wrongs don't make it right. In the end, who are we really fighting? We know we need each other. I know one day we gon' need each other. I had dreams like Martin too. Sometimes I sit and wonder what would Malcolm do. Lost too many lives, who's responsible? We gotta start holding y'all accountable. Oh yeah, where's my America? The beautiful land of the free. What did they do to you, baby? Who broke your heart into pieces? If only I could take the pain away. Times are getting harder, yesteryears. Say goodbye to yesteryears, yesteryears. We got a problem over here. We all supposed to be up. Equalize, you can hear it. I've been on a mission, listen up. Before we divide, you and I need to unify. So we survive before we end up crucified. Heat is rising, even Lucifer sweating from it. Fuck a president, all that's evident. They ain't running shit, they just running from it. Two wrongs don't make it right. And who are we really fighting? We know we need each other. I know one day we gon' need each other. Cause two wrongs don't make it right.
We know we need each other. I know one day we gonna need each other.
That was the new KR. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. If you're an artist, tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. If you want to get involved, send your cleans over there. We got different guests every week. And if you haven't heard the LFOD alumni cypher series, lfodradio.com or YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, etc., etc. So, everyone here is an artist. We played records by DL. We played records by MDOT, Aunt Thomas, Candy Rain.
Hey.
Hey, oh, hey. She's got a mic now.
What's up, y'all?
How are you?
I'm good.
Shout out to Candy Rain, too, man. She was serious out there. I never had the pleasure of meeting her, but I heard of her.
Thank you.
And so when I seen her, she was serious. She had her braids, you know, like little belly shirt, kind of looked like a miniature finale from Love and Basketball.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are signature braids, by the way.
I did hear you were banging on them.
Yeah, you know, doing a little dunking down the low, you know. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I had fun. That was personally my first time playing. I heard about it. I was happy to be a part of the event. I played basketball back in the day. So, you know, once I heard about it and I saw the concept of it, I said I would love to be a part of it. And, you know, big shout outs to Bakari for involving, you know, the ladies. You know, you didn't forget about us. I think, you know, that was really dope for you to make sure that there was at least one on each team, because you'll see some of those tournaments and you won't see them, you know, reaching out. So I thought that was really dope to actually want a female to play. So big shout outs.
Absolutely. Shout out to Bakari, JB. Yeah, we've heard that. We've heard you know, we're balling. And then our other co-host who couldn't make it here tonight, Tasia.
Yeah.
She just lobbed some cheating accusations.
What?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what she's talking about?
I have no clue what she's talking about, son.
All right. She said, ask Candy how she cheated.
How I cheated?
Yeah.
I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what she's trying to put out there.
She just likes good radio.
She does.
We don't really like to encourage, you know, division.
Yeah, listen, I ain't cheating, okay? I'm nice and loyal and faithful. I rock with my team the whole time. I stay loyal, you feel me?
Are we talking about the game or relationship?
Definitely not relationship.
I don't think the two of them are in a relationship.
Not at all. Yeah,
no,
that's
not the two of them. Oh. No, I'm single.
I can't be cheating on nobody. You know?
Boom.
Nice.
Candy Rain is single.
I am single.
That's what's up. And the champion.
There you go. Yes, and I was so happy to be a champion my first time playing, you know? I thought that was dope. And you guys were great. Like, I had fun playing with y'all, you know? Sometimes the boys get too egotistical, and it's like, listen, let's have fun, let's win. But y'all, you know, y'all made me feel mad welcomed and, like, wanted to play for y'all, you know? Like, on some real high school stuff. Like, you know, sometimes you want to play for your coach. I felt comfortable playing for my coach.
That's dope. Yeah. That's dope. I'm glad you guys won.
Salute to Ant, too.
Yeah,
salute to Ant, man.
That says a lot. You know, a lot of the energy and the drive came directly from Ant, you know what I'm saying? And him being mild man and basically just saying, yo, let's stay focused, let's get out there, but let's have fun. And then you watch the other teams, and they're going so hard, and they're so angry, and it's like, yo, man, have fun, relax, you know what I'm saying? Like, enjoy the moment. Like, they were super serious, and they still lost. So,
yeah. I like this dude.
And shout out to my dog, BC, who had us looking so fly and so clean out there.
Right.
The teams look like they were...
So real quick, we gotta get Evil Doer on the mic for a second, cause we just gotta say something. He's just sitting there.
I could say something. So, you know why I'm here. I'm here. Hi everybody. Thanks for having me. Peace to my team, my crew are here. You know what I mean? It was good meeting everybody. Some of y'all I met y'all for the first time. Some of y'all I already knew. MDOT.
you know, I met other people through other events and stuff like that. And thank you, Sam, for also having us.
Hey, man, that's what this platform is here for. So
yeah, it's a blessing to have, you know, Boston cats just unite like this, you know what I mean? And, like, you don't get to see this often. And, like, well, I've been in, you know, doing live shows and stuff for, like, five years. That was good editing, I know. But yeah, for like 5 years, and you know, I've seen the scene, you know, change over time, and it's good to see the unity that has been happening more lately. And I just hope, you know, cats just keep doing that, and the scene continues to grow. The you know, people out of the state see exactly what we're about, and know that, you know, I mean, we're here to come, you know, show people what.
Was good.
Was really good, you know what I mean? And, you know, express, you know, straight from the heart, and that's it. That's all I'm here for, you know what I mean? So salute to everybody, and thank you again.
Dude, that was a dope monologue.
Thank you, sir.
Boom.
I mean, I have been on radio a few times, but, you know.
Okay.
First time here, so, you know, thank you.
Word. Anytime. Now you guys are all fam now. You've been in. The door's open. So real quick, we got a few questions left, but first I want everyone to say where people can find them and their music and what they do real quick. While you have it, Mr. Doer.
Yes. My name is Evil Doer. I am from Boston by way of Chelsea, Mass. And I am a producer / DJ, and you can find me on evildoer.com is the best way to get everything. All my social media accounts and all that are linked. It is evilldewer.com, and that's two L's, remember that. And yeah, peace.
Nice. I'm DJ Candy Rain. I DJ. Yeah, man, I DJ. I love the hip hop scene, by the way, so artists, please holler at me. All right, trying to do this for y'all. You can find me. My Twitter account is DJ Candy Rain, just like the song. You got to add an E at the end, though. Put some respect on it, all right? And then my Instagram is DJ_Candy Rain. And my Snapchat, you got to ask for that personally. Everybody don't get that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't get that Snap.
Not at all.
I'm going to say real quick, I just want to say this. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for having us. Thank you to all the teammates. And, you know, Evil Doer, I've known him for a long time. He says it. I don't remember it. I don't remember. He says I snuck him into shows when he first started. And I haven't seen him for a while.
True that.
BC, I've won 3 titles for him, 3 for 3. Another title in New Hampshire. This is years ago, or at his tournament.
That wasn't. It wasn't my for team. Him. Wasn't
we actually got. We actually got the gift bag, which is kind of incredible.
So first time I met M Dot, I'm telling him about his tournament that I was doing.
We got 2 minutes, real quick.
Okay,
so,
but I just want to say. I was trying to say I have relationships. Everyone, new relationship with Ant. We have become friends. We're gonna play ball together. I'm gonna come down that park.
KI,
everybody, man. Knuckles, I have records with. I thank you. I'm gonna send you records, and that's what I want to thank Bakari most of all. But at M. Boston, look out for the album. High Techs on it. Molly Ma, Last Night Lodge Professor sent me 3 beats.
Dope.
And
Ego and the Enemy.
Yeah, Marco Polo, Ill Mind, M Phases, Method Man. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
real.
Coming soon.
Real.
KI.
What up? This is KR. You can find me at www.kay-r.com. Don't forget the dash. And thank you for having me once again. BC, I got you for next year. Let me know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's Ant Thomas. To find me, go to antthomas.com. I just want to say shout out to the squad. Shout out to Team BC. Thanks to all y'all for coming out tonight. Really appreciate it. And yeah, like everybody been saying the whole time, like it was just important for us to have a good time and stay together. And I feel like that's what it takes. My next project is called Only If It Makes Sense. I'm going to be dropping that sometime soon. So be on the lookout for my new singles and my new music, new visuals, everything.
Yes. Word. All right, so B. Cartier is who I am. I'm an artist. I do everything from, you know, tiny things on custom shoes to, you know, 47-foot walls and stuff. So to find my work is B-Cartier, that's C-A-R-T-I-E-R.com. Instagram is @B_Cartier. Again, C-A-R-T-I-E-R. T-I-E-R. I want to thank the whole squad for making me look good. Really, really appreciate, you know what I mean, the level that y'all played and so forth, and you know what I mean? Really, really appreciate it. Let's keep this going, Ant. You know, hopefully I can get as many of you back next year as possible. So let's keep this going.
Word.
Thank you, Uncle Sam.
Anytime. Give a shout out to the Beantown Bullies. They're going overseas.
Bullies, yes.
Spinda, Bakari. Bakari Lucky just Dice, landed, Bakari. I believe.
Yeah, Rex.
If it wasn't for Bakari, I would not be in Hoop Hop or know anybody in this room.
The so, greatest ex, shout out to September the Beantown 9th. Bullies. Yep.
Going to A3C this year. Look for us. Thank you.
Hey. Bullies. DL, you want to let them know your info?
And then DL, real quick, man. DanielLaurent.com. DanielLaurent. All social media is on there. You know, I got a new project, Hustle Spirit, coming. You know, SAG registered actor. I'm doing a film soon, untitled Detroit Project with Catherine Bigelow. You know, moving and shaking, man, being a dad and keeping it going. So shout out to the team
Big
BC.
Up. Peace.
Also, shout out to Fresh Money, man. I don't think he's
yeah,
there,
he didn't make it. Fresh Money was playing his ass off too.
Fresh
yeah.
Money, yeah. So, Tony yeah, Tony Fresh Bodega.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tony Bodega, yeah. V-Knuckles. V-Knuckles.
V-Knuckles, yeah.
Those cats played ball, bro. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Too bad they're not here.
And look out for V-Knux. V-Knux got a new single. The video's on Worldstar and online. Got What You Need, I believe, is the song title. So, you know, salute to everybody, man. Beantown Bullies, that's what it is.
Bullies.
KR, got to get rid of this work as the record, man. That's the record right there.
Oh, yeah. I played that last night.
Oh,
you
yeah.
missed it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was there.
I killed the hard rock last night.
Well, hopefully everyone keeps building. That's definitely what we want. Keep it building. Keep it positive. And I got to thank Ant for one thing myself, too, because he fielded